Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today is our esteemed reporter, Arohi, to bring you the latest headlines from around the globe.
Good evening, Arjiv. It's great to be here, covering today's most impactful stories.
Arohi, before we dive into today's top stories, let's acknowledge a significant moment on this day in history. May 8th marks VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, commemorating the formal acceptance by the Allies of Nazi Germany's unconditional surrender of its armed forces in 1945, bringing an end to World War II in Europe. A truly pivotal day in global history that forever changed the geopolitical landscape.
Indeed, a moment of profound significance.
Today, we're covering groundbreaking developments from sources like BBC News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, and many more, giving you a comprehensive look at the world's events. First up, the U.S. government has finally begun releasing its first batch of documents and videos related to unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs. This has been a topic of intense public and congressional interest for years. What have we learned from these initial releases?
That's right, Arjiv. The Department of War, formerly the Pentagon, has launched a dedicated portal, war.gov/UFO, to make public a vast collection of transcripts, video clips, and audio recordings about UAPs, often described as unidentified flying objects. This move follows increasing pressure for transparency, especially after a 2021 report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence highlighted challenges in identifying certain aerial phenomena. The released material details various reports from military personnel, often involving hovering objects and flashing lights, that defy conventional explanation. While the documents don't offer any definitive conclusions about their origin, the systematic release marks a significant shift. It's the government's first official, structured batch of UAP data, opening a new chapter in how these encounters are acknowledged and studied. Experts across various fields are now meticulously analyzing this information for patterns, characteristics, and potential explanations that could inform future research and policy.
Fascinating. So, a new era of official transparency and scientific inquiry regarding UAPs. Now, let's pivot to some critical domestic political news here in the U.S. A major development in redistricting, particularly impacting the upcoming 2026 midterms. Republicans seem to be building a significant advantage across the country. Tell us about the recent court rulings and their implications, especially in Virginia.
This is indeed a huge blow to Democrats, Arjiv, and a major victory for Republicans. The Virginia Supreme Court struck down the state's recently approved redistricting voting map. This map, which had been approved by voters, was specifically designed to allow Democrats to gain as many as 4 U.S. House seats in the 2026 midterm elections. The strategy was aimed at countering the gains Republicans have been making through redistricting in other GOP-led states. The court's decision effectively wipes away this measure, providing a significant lift to the GOP efforts to build a structural advantage through favorable district lines. Analysts are calling it a major win for Republicans in the ongoing redistricting wars, potentially solidifying their path to House control. This ruling underscores how crucial these state-level court decisions are in shaping national political outcomes for years to come.
4 seats is a substantial number in a tightly contested race for House control, making this ruling a critical reshaping of the battleground. Shifting our focus internationally, tensions remain high in a vital global shipping lane, the Strait of Hormuz. We're hearing concerning reports of exchanges of fire between U.S. and Iranian forces. What's the latest on this escalating standoff?
The situation is highly volatile and deeply concerning, Arjiv. Reports indicate U.S. forces fired on 2 Iranian oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This action followed an exchange of fire with Iranian forces in the strategically critical waterway. Furthermore, adding to the escalating tensions, the United Arab Emirates has reported yet another Iranian missile and drone attack in the region. This series of incidents underscores the continued instability and the serious risk of further escalation in an area vital for global oil shipments. Diplomatic channels are undoubtedly working overtime, but the military engagement highlights the severe geopolitical stakes in this ongoing standoff.
A dangerous flashpoint with wide-reaching economic and geopolitical implications. Now, let's turn our attention to European politics. The UK recently held local elections, and the results are signaling some interesting shifts in voter sentiment. What are the key takeaways from these municipal and regional elections?
The UK local elections delivered a clear and impactful message, Arjiv. Early results indicate major gains for the right-wing populist Reform UK party and steep losses for the Labour Party across various municipal and regional councils. This outcome is largely interpreted as a significant backlash against the current government, primarily driven by persistent cost-of-living pressures that have dominated political discourse. Voters appear to be expressing profound discontent over inflation, energy prices, and stagnant wages, leading to a substantial shakeup in local political landscapes. These results are not just about local governance. They are widely seen as signaling potential trends and voter sentiment for future national general elections, indicating a challenging road ahead for the Labour Party and a surge of support for more populist alternatives.
Cost of living pressures often prove to be a powerful electoral force, directly impacting household budgets. And speaking of significant political shifts and new leadership, we also have major news from Hungary and India. Let's start with the dramatic political changes in Hungary.
Absolutely, Arjav. In a truly remarkable political upset, nearly a month ago, Péter Magyar steered his Tisza party to a landslide victory in Hungary, effectively sweeping away 16 years of entrenched rule by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. Orbán, known for his conservative and often controversial policies, had dominated Hungarian politics for nearly two decades. Magyar is now set to be sworn in as the new prime minister, marking what many observers are calling a dramatic regime change and a significant political realignment for the nation, with implications for European Union politics as well.
A major upheaval after such a long period of stable, albeit polarizing, leadership. And closer to home, in India, we've seen a historic new government formed in the key state of West Bengal. What are the details there?
Indeed, Arjav, this is a momentous development for Indian politics. In West Bengal, the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, has successfully formed the government, with prominent leader Shuvendu Adhikari named the next chief minister. This is a historic first, as Adhikari will be the first BJP chief minister of Bengal, a state long dominated by the Trinamool Congress Party. In the fiercely contested recent elections to the 294-member West Bengal Assembly, the BJP secured a strong victory with 207 seats, surpassing expectations. The swearing-in ceremony for Shuvendu Adhikari is expected to be a high-profile event, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President Nitin Nabin, and several other prominent union ministers anticipated to attend. This signals a significant shift in India's political landscape, expanding the BJP's influence in a crucial eastern state.
A momentous occasion for West Bengal and for India's intricate political landscape. Thank you for those comprehensive updates on such a wide range of critical stories, from US government transparency on UAPs to global political shifts.
My pleasure, Arjav. Always a pleasure to share these insights and help our listeners stay informed.
And before we sign off, here's a unique and surprising fun fact for you, connecting to the origins of the digital world that delivers so much of our news. Did you know the first recorded instance of online shopping occurred way back in 1984, when a 72-year-old British man named Michael Aldridge connected his television to a modified post office telephone line and successfully ordered groceries? A truly pioneering moment that predates the commercial internet as we know it, offering a surprising look back at the dawn of e-commerce. That's all for today's quick news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.